This is GQDN for Monday, November 10th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. But also, if you go check out Quest Worthy up on swiftenergy.gg, you get a delicious strawberry drink mix. It's good, really good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Video's up there. Go check it out. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some deals coming. Well, it is getting to be that time of year. And we're going to Rumorville for League of Legends 2. And Microsoft did unveil a new development tool. But we're going to begin today with World of Warcraft. You see, the beta for World of Warcraft Midnight begins tomorrow. The alpha is being shut down right now. But what else is in there? It's housing. So we go to Eurogamer. And you know, that Saturday we did talk about the hard steel currency. And some people did get onto that blog post and did talk about that. But that's only after Blizzard did say, quote, "The vast majority of housing items are and will continue to be earnable in-game," end quote. But the blog did try to get ahead of what the comments could be. And at the time of the Eurogamer post, which was earlier today, it had more than 500 comments. And the official forum post had more than 2,500 comments. And some people, including this one, was against the in-game purchases. But her message in the games forum did say, quote, "Absolutely not. You need to go back to the drawing board. This microtransaction crap can go jump in a lake," end quote. Rambush did also talk about the post and said the following, quote, "I can't believe someone seriously typed this up and thought to themselves, yeah, that's reasonable. They'll go for that," end quote. So now we're starting to see some of the comments coming in. But what do you think the comments are going to be like tomorrow when they see this? We'll keep our eyes on it. Yes, we will. Just keep in mind, we tried to warn you. And we did try to tell you what's coming. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? We leave that to you. But you can tell me, and you can tell the show, at Joe Brums and at Group Quest. Now, there are some other things that are going on, such as what was not in the weekly show, but was on last week's one of the daily shows, is we knew that a lot of the developers were against Steam and the way that they were doing things because they said that Steam is a monopoly. Well, according to PC Gamer, the Larian publishing director did say that Steam is dominant, but, quote, "a post-Gabe world is a terrifying one," end quote. And that was the publishing director, Michael Dulce, who did post up on X or Twitter, and they did fire back at some of the Steam rivals, and he said, quote, "it's almost as if it isn't providing a crap service defined by public shareholders, KPIs, key performance indicators," end quote, because Valve does stand apart from the competition in being a private company. It is not traded on the stock exchange, and it does not have shareholders talking to them. So they were just whispering in his ear, and they were demanding on what a short-term trend is currently driving up the share prices. And it's not like Epic, Amazon, or Ubisoft, or EA, even though EA is going to probably get off that. Valve only has to answer to Gabe Newell. But right now, he is buying some yacht companies. But Valve does have a, quote, "cabal of pension funds," end quote, and maybe some other stuff that's going in that direction, which means we'll have some sort of AI chatbots integrated with the storefront, which is possible. Not official yet, but it's not like Epic, where Epic has its own shareholders. So that's happening. But what do you think about Steam? Is it a monopoly or not? Let me know why. But some of the things that was up there. Oh, wait, this was on the PlayStation Store. It is Battlestar Galactica Deadlock. And according to PlayStation Lifestyle.net, the game is going to be removed. See, it was up there in 2017 for the PlayStation 4 games, but it'll be delisted along with the DLC forms and platforms, including the PlayStation Store. The Backlab Games and Slytherin Software did announce their sci-fi strategy game, Battlestar Galactica Dreadlock, will be removed in phases, starting this weekend. Now, Battlestar Galactica Deadlock and its DLC will be available for purchase until Friday, November 14th. So if you still want the game, it's on the PlayStation Store and backwards compatibility for PlayStation 5 for $30. It is still there. Just be aware. Oh, state of play tomorrow. Gamatsu did say that, and it's only for the games from Japan and Asia. 40 minutes of announcements, updates, and more. So you'll be able to watch it on YouTube, and it'll be tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I will be streaming it on twitch.tv/dawnforge at that time, 5 p.m. Be there, and we will see everything that's going to be coming for PlayStation. So what's going to be there? Well, that's what we don't know. But they will have some interviews and new looks at the anticipated titles from some indie titles, along with some other updates. And it'll be hosted by the voice actor Yuki Kaji. Just saying, we'll be live tomorrow, and we're going to do GQDN after that, just to let you know. And I'll remind you at the end of the show. But before that, Microsoft is working on something. GamingBolt.com did say that Microsoft unveiled a new game development tools, so that way there's some unification between PC and Xbox. And that was a part of a video that was showcasing some of the tools that developers will have access to, part of the major October 2025 update. Now, it will have some features, including some game input API, PlayFab games saves, an Xbox Game Package Manager, among some other things. The Game Input API is a unified way that developers can design their games to be playable on both controllers and keyboards. And the new API would support some custom controllers, which could be in a singular unified interface. And Microsoft did describe that to be low latency, but that would mean that developers won't have to spend that much time ensuring that multiple input methods are supported by their titles, especially if they're playing anywhere on the Xbox games. PlayFab game saves will be a new way for games to unify how the save data is handled. And the Xbox Package Manager will allow developers to handle uploading the games or patches across PC and Xbox. This is a new tool for them to use. Okay, pretty cool. And they might be able to use it on this game, potentially. Golvin, you might like this. PC Games N did say that League of Legends 2 might be about finished, because there was a report that did suggest that League of Legends 2 could launch on the second half of 2026. So the executive producer, Paul Bozella, was doing some talking after a teaser for the monolithic MOBA with the upcoming winter map. As he said, quote, "Our tech and tools need some work," end quote. Now, League of Legends is 16 years old. But still, if they're going to put new content in, well, that might be coming. Just saying. Oh, we like sales, don't we? And Gadget.com did say that Nintendo has announced the Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, Switch 2 bundles, and Switch game deals, and a lot more. And things that could be on sale, be the Switch 2 console, and it could be the bundles with Mario Kart, or it could be the console with the new Pokemon Legend Zeta A game, along with the games Princess Peach Showtime, Legend of Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom, Luigi's Mansion 3, and Kirby's Return to Dreamland Deluxe. Those could be $40 a piece. Super Mario Odyssey, Nintendo Switch eSports, or Nintendo Switch Sports, I'm sorry, Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door, and Splatoon 3, $30, along with some other games and other things, along with the Hot Wheels Mario Kart Bowser's Castle Track Set, $56 at Amazon. Lots of stuff. Stuff going for PlayStation as well. Games are coming to the PlayStation Plus, and we begin with DualShockers.com audio trip. Goodbye, universe. Luminous Arise, Processors, Rinsport, Rue Valley, Windswept, Arcseed, Attila Reza Secret Trilogy Deluxe Pack, yeah, Gigasword, Heimer 2000, Inazuma 11, Call of Duty Black Ops 7, Videoverse, Where Winds Meet, and all those come in November 11th through November 15th, and Black Friday is on the way. Oh boy. Like I said, tomorrow, twitch.tv/Dawnforge, 5 p.m. for the State of Play for PlayStation. Yes, we would do that for Xbox, and yes, we would do that for Nintendo Switch if we could, depending on the time. And we do all the special events too. It's okay. Try to be fair. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night. This show will be after the State of Play. Until then, go play some video games, people.